An April special election to fill a vacant Westchester area state Senate seat is shaping up to be a doozy. The seat had been held by Democrat George Latimer, who was elected Westchester County Executive back in November. If the Democratic candidate, Assemblymember Shelley Mayer, prevails, control of the Senate could flip from the Republicans. But first, Mayer has to campaign against the Republican candidate Julie Killian, a former member of the Rye City Council who ran against Latimer in 2016. Julie, welcome to the Capitol Press Room.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, I am an Albany outsider, an experienced reformer. I have been a local elected leader for the last 6 years, last 2 years as deputy mayor, and balanced six budgets, which I'm proud of, and been a community advocate for the last 25 years in the surrounding community. I am also the mother of five. And I've been involved in a lot of issues that people care about today, primary one being affordability. And the drug and alcohol issue has been huge with our community, and I know certainly across the state and the country. But my background, I was born in Westchester and went to Notre Dame for college and studied chemical engineering. And I worked on Wall Street for 14 years. During that time, I got an MBA in finance at NYU and have been raising my children for about the last 25 years, which is the best thing that I've ever done. And, you know, I got interested in the political process probably about 10 years ago and been advocating on issues and working in my community for, you know, doing that for, as I said, the last 6 years as an elected official.
So you're the deputy mayor of Rye right now, currently?
I am not. I finished my term on December 31st.
Oh, okay. So, and you were looking around for another challenge and you decided, why not the state Senate?
Why not the state Senate? Yeah, I mean, I really feel like we need change in Albany, and you can't keep sending the same people there and expect different results. I am not afraid to speak out and challenge the status quo, and I think that's really what we need up there.
So there are 11 open legislative seats that are going to see elections on April 24th, but this is the race to watch because it is seen as so competitive and sort of the linchpin to control of the state Senate. How do you feel about that? Not too much pressure on you, right?
The fate of the Republican Party is in my hands. A couple of people have said that to me. That may be a bit of an exaggeration. But no, it gets me really excited. I have always been really passionate about supporting women and showing a good face. I am a Republican. That is not the first thing I am. I'm a mom and a friend and a sister and a wife and a local advocate long before I'm a Republican. But I have always been passionate about showing the world, you know, what Republican women can be, because I think we get a bad rap all too often. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
My guest today is Julie Killian, who has quite a resume. She is running against Shelley Mayer for the open Senate seat that had been occupied by George Latimer. So did that sting when you ran against Latimer and lost in 2016?
Sure. You know, it always hurts to lose, but I was really, really proud of the race that I ran and the race that my team ran. The good news about it is I really felt like I elevated the issues. And, you know, part of my other passion is educating people about all the issues, and particularly the things at a state level that affect us on a local level. It was a tough year to be a Republican.
Yeah. Also, the Republican women do have it tough. I mean, a lot of the establishment women's groups nationally seem to identify more with the Democratic Party priorities than Republican priorities. And I'm thinking about the National Organization for Women, abortion rights, things like that. Where do you stand on some of the key, quote unquote, women's issues like abortion?
Well, I'd like to say I don't like to put people in a box, and people tend to like to do that. You know, if you're a Democrat, you think this way. If you're Republican, you think this way. And the reality on the ground is it's so different, and every position's nuanced. And if we don't work together, we're never going to get anything done. So I have a long record of being bipartisan, crossing the aisle, and supporting candidates of both parties. The number one women's issue today seems to be sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and obviously I am 100% against any of those. And, you know, my overall feeling on that issue is until men and women stop respecting the men who do these things, it won't change, and right. It has to change.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute, but I do just want to get your position on choice.
Yeah, choice. I have 5 children. I, you know, personally don't not as comfortable with abortion, but I am absolutely pro-choice. I always have been. I just believe that a woman should decide, you know, what she does with her own body, and that's her business.
So getting back to sexual abuse, Senator Kemp Hannon sponsored a series of bills addressing this issue, and you issued a press release recently saying we must have zero tolerance for sexual abuse, period.
Yeah, I stand by that. And, you know, to say it again, it's just this idea that, you know, men in the workplace or in life, well, they're good at their job, or they hire women and they champion women, but yet they have this other bad behavior. We have to stop that. There's just too much of that. And you know, until men stop respecting men that do these things, it will not change. And I am, you know, there's a silver lining to everything, I believe. And I really hope that these things will change going forward, because it's just absolutely no tolerance.
So having said that, I need to ask you if you're satisfied with the role that the state Senate Republicans played in dealing with these allegations against Jeff Klein. He was accused of forcibly kissing a staffer. The role for my listeners, by the way, was to come out in support of Klein without any due diligence, frankly, and announce that there would be no Senate investigation.
I am, as I said, zero tolerance for sexual harassment, but I do believe in due process. So, you know, I think things should be investigated, and we can't jump the gun on anything.
All right. So my question is this. You know, here we have senators coming out saying, you know, we're going to address sexual abuse, yet right after Senator Klein, there was no due process. There was nothing. There was just, we're supporting Klein. There was no investigation.
I don't know enough about what they know and what they looked into.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of other issues in terms of ethics under that umbrella. Term limits, for example, I understand that you are a proponent of.
Yes. I feel like we need to bring fresh faces, fresh ideas, fresh perspective to Albany. And I would say that about a lot of things. I think people that are in a place too long, whether it's on a board or as a legislator, things just get stale. And I talked about earlier about challenging the status quo. You know, you just, there's a lot of like, well, this is the way we've always done this. And I think you need someone with a new perspective that's going to say, well, why do we need to do it this way? Or why don't we think about this and question things? And it's just hard to do when you've always been up there.
What about closing the LLC loophole, which allows special interest groups to funnel millions of dollars into political campaigns while circumventing contribution limits? This is something that Governor Cuomo has taken advantage of.
Well, yeah, it seems like everybody out there has. It's something to, I mean, I think that looking at how campaigns are financed, you know, it's the amount of money that can be given is also a problem.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Because it's so high. I mean, yeah. You could give more. You can, anyone that wants to send me $11,000, please do. But you can't give that much to a federal race. And, you know, look next to our neighbors in Connecticut. They have, you know, they raise in the hundreds of dollars, not in the tens of thousands.
Well, they have campaign finance reform. But that, again, that's something that has been stymied in the Republican-led state Senate.
Well, I am 100% against public financing of campaigns. And that's one of the things that keeps coming forward. And the reason is that so often so many of the races across the state and certainly in New York City are so outweighted and districts are drawn, so there's so much more to either Republican or Democrat, so there's no serious challengers. And sometimes somebody just steps up, and then, you know, they raise all this money, and, you know, they spend it on, you know, computers and things in their office and meals, and it's wasting our taxpayer dollars. So there's no way, if you do the public financing, to just make it for races that are seriously contested and are needed. So, you know, once, if they ever solve that, I would consider it. But right now, I just do not think the taxpayers should be funding the campaign.
How would you change how campaigns are financed in New York State?
Oh my God, that's like the million-dollar question.
Good people are not running because it's like dialing for dollars. It's so painful.
No, and you want to spend time. I love the issues. I'm into policy, and my people keep saying to me, "Get out of the weeds, get out of the weeds." I say, "But that's what I love. You know, love learning the issues, love coming up with solutions." And you know, often you don't have as much time as you'd like to spend on those things, because you're right, it is dialing for dollars. The other thing is, you know, The terms are so short in both the Senate and the Assembly that you get in and right away you're raising money again. And so I don't have an answer for that. I think about it a lot, haven't come up with anything. I do think, though, that if people, we should maybe make it simpler, and I would say this, you know, at every level of campaign up to federal, just know who is donating the money. And maybe we should just make it no corporations, no anything else. Just people can donate, and it's got to be transparent.
Got it. More transparency. Well, this has been a pleasure. Julie Killian is running against Shelley Mayer for the 37th Senate District seat in Westchester in a special election in April. Julie, what is your website?
JulieKillian.com. JulieKillian.com.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.